The Buddha mentioned somewhere in the middle, slightly down. He said, all of us, means all living beings, are bound by birth, old age. The word sickness is miss hour and death. So these are the first four realities of life and existence under the first noble truth. That's why the Buddha said, this reality you cannot escape. Sooner or later you have to confront if you live long enough. So that's why that is the meaning. All of us are bound. Means will be subject to this reality of life and existence. Then because there is delusion, he said, suffering will arise. And because of that, you will be bound by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, despair. Bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. You understand the meaning of it? Yeah? You're bound by all this because of delusion. So that like suffering, yeah? Bind you, understand? Like trap you, understand? Because you cannot develop the wisdom to free your mind. So your mind will be entangled. Then he said, obstructed by suffering. You know the meaning or not? Yeah? Anybody know the meaning? This is what the Mahayana always talk about, karmic obstruction. That karma which you have committed in the previous life, they are so severe, it become karmic obstruction. So when it obstructs you, actually you very difficult to come out of it. Very difficult to recover from it. So when it obstructs you, you will continue to suffer for a very long time. Until you meet a wise one who can advise you what to do. So to overcome karmic obstruction, you need to first ask for forgiveness from all beings, from the distant past until now, which you have knowingly, unknowingly caused any suffering, misery, misunderstanding, or grief. Yeah. Once you do that sincerely, it will weaken this karmic obstruction. Then only there is condition or opportunity for certain things to help you, understand? Otherwise, no matter how, even they bring you to the enlightened one, you also cannot receive anything, understand? Because the karmic obstruction is too strong. That's why in the past, a lot of those who know how I advise and help people is, I always tell them, I say, your life, you have to decide what you want to do. I'm here not to change you or to convince you to believe something. If you feel that this is your life, you value it, you want to do something about it and improve on it, and then I can tell you the secret. I can share with you the understanding, but it's up to you to do or not to do. Then I will lay it out. But surprisingly, those who have faith, a lot of fantastic good result come about. There was one lady, after the thing happened, she told me one, because she helped the son and the daughter-in-law. They were Christian, very strong. He said, Mr. Teo, the best thing in this world is to get to know you. He said, what you taught me to do was so simple. Within 3 months, everything resolved. He said, God's miracle also don't work like that, because they have been with the faith for very long, but they couldn't come out of that depression, that suffering, and that misery. Until the mother-in-law and the mother, they were so worried. Then they were conditioned, they met up with me. Then I teach her to do just this, ask for forgiveness on their behalf. And it also worked because related very closely, the mother and the in-law. So all this is nature's law, understand? No magic, no psychic, nothing. That's why when you understand, you don't have to go to all those medium and all, no need. You apply the Dhamma through understanding. and they are very effective. Okay, this is the part I just want to share. Then after that, we can have our simple exercise. So the exercise will be more or less like yesterday. Then Uncle Wee take over the Tai Chi. So you want him to stand in the middle so that you all both sides can see. Then we can request him to stand in the middle. Okay, now we start. Gather over there. Then mindfully come out. Then slowly gather over there. Then we will do the exercise. Today I much better, so I can do the exercise properly for you.